what's your stock pick this evening?
I'm going with Aspen. It's been a sort of favorite of ours for a while now. It was cheaper on Tuesday. The market seemed to, just see the virtues of it today in particular. I guess it's to some extent seen as a rand hedge stock. Obviously, the story there is a de-gearing of the balance sheet and a recovery in demand of their main product lines. And I think the the sort of kicker has been and continues to be the J&J contract manufacturing vaccine that they've got, and the significant capacity that they have in their production facilities in Quebera. So that is quite attractive, and it's clear that this COVID-19 is not going away, and it looks like the vaccines maybe need to be repeated on a fairly regular basis. So I think good underlying demand or recovering demand for their core products with strong growth in vaccine demand.
Okay, on your side, Gary?
Yes, I'm going to go offshore. I was actually chatting to Petri Redlinghuis today, and we were throwing around some ideas. And, you know, obviously, he's very into the technicals. And he said, you should have a look at, from a technical point of view, Lockheed Martin. And Lockheed Martin is an offshore company. It's an aerospace company, and it's one that we hold in portfolios and have held for a long time. And it has. It's pulled back beautifully. So, you know, you look at it, and I think also with the Fed announcements that we got last night, we're moving into a period where there quite possibly could be higher inflation. So one of the themes that we're picking up in our, certainly on our investment committee meetings, is that you need to kind of have a value component to your portfolio as well. So Lockheed Martin, obviously a long history, works heavily with the U.S. government. Its P/E ratio is only around 15. It's got 2.7% dividend yield. And as a matter, it's, you know, over the last 5 years, it's got a compound annual revenue growth of around 10%. So it's a business that is growing as well, yet it has, just because of the recent pullback, underperformed the S&P 500. I said, Petri, that's not something I can tell business that few years what this. He said, but it's a space company as well. So I said, okay. So I had a look at it, and I mean, 17 point, according to 2020 number, 17.9% of the company's revenue is actually in a division called space. And he says, believe it or not, at some point they are going to be mining the moon. He says 10 years.
Oh,
so I
gosh.
Wanted to pick a stock that's going to the moon. I'm picking Lockheed Martin.
Let's leave it there. Shoot for the moon, right? And even if you miss, you'll land amongst the stars at least. Let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Of course, Gary Boyson from Rand Swiss and Rowan Williams from Nitrogen Fund Managers. We'll be back next week to take more of your stock-related questions. Have a great evening. Thank you.